Playoff High School Football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff game. Tonight's second round playoff game is between the number 5 seed Westchester Rust and Golden Knights and the number 4 seed Academy Park Knights.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
It's a familiar scene in front of us. We're at Strathaven Middle School, week 12 of the high school football season, District 1 quarterfinals. But the Strathaven Panthers are not in front of us. Despite a big lead, a halftime lead, and in full control of the game just 7 days ago, Academy Park roars back in the second half. Skyler Phyllis, doing a ton of work on his own, but with help from the blocking up front, runs for over 200 yards in the game, and is his touchdown, with just over 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, seals the big comeback, and Academy Park wins by a point to advance to the second round of the playoffs. So, familiar place here in front of us. We're here at George L. King Live and ready to bring you some action here in the district quarterfinals. But Strathaven Panther fans are wishing that, oh, it could be us. And it would have been on the road as they were the lower seed, certainly. But Westchester Ruston here looking to advance as well. So Mike St. Clair and the Golden Knights will take on Jason Vyshevsky and the Knights of Academy Park, the 4 seed versus the 5 seed, and we're thrilled to bring it to you here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening from a very chilly, George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. And Strathaven, oh so close to advancing as a lower seed for the second year in a row, but had trouble holding on to the football and some self-inflicted wounds with penalties. And Academy Park, to their credit, pitches the second half shutout a week ago, and the Knights have advanced now in pursuit of their fourth district title since 2013. But still, a mountain to climb for Coach Vyshevsky and the Knights. And on the far sideline are the Chessmont American champs, the Knights of the Golden Knights of Westchester Ruston High School, and Coach St. Clair, you know, since his program started in 2007, they are 62-6 in the Chessmont American Division. Coach St. Clair with a .725 win percentage. This is a very solid team year after year after year. And Mike Mayer, again, wishing it was the Panthers in front of us. If you're a Strathaven fan, but Academy Park, give them all sorts of credit for some adjustments they made last week and really took advantage of the Panthers' mistakes.
Yeah, well, I'm too heartbroken to talk, so go ahead. No, I'm working. it was a killer. But I'll tell you what was weird about it was, and I made this comment, but I didn't really write it to anybody. It just seemed somewhat appropriate, is probably the wrong word, but interesting that they kind of finished the season the way they started it. Haven had a problem with holding on the leads. They just couldn't finish games. In this particular case, I don't think it had anything to do with fatigue. It was a combination of bad weather conditions, Academy Park's adjustments, certainly, and, you know, how long can you contain their number one running back and rusher, during a game. And they had done a good job in the first half, taking advantage of some miscues that Academy Park had, really did a number on it, and then just couldn't hang on, didn't score any points in the second half, and they didn't have to score much to win that game, but they couldn't score any. And, of course, the other thing that was weird was extra points had been almost automatic for Haven, and they missed a couple of them. One was blocked, I think, or almost blocked, and So there's 2 points there that they didn't get, and that caused. So, you know, you go back. These are the things that keep me awake at night. Actually, yeah. I fall asleep fine. It's the 2 o'clock in the morning wake up that my brain starts thinking about everything that happened. So field conditions were miserable, but they were miserable for both teams. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons we're here is because, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm assuming that the field had been so inundated with rain and so torn up from last Friday night's game that it was really not playable.
Right.
And I know that Strathaven had reached out to Academy Park last week and said, if you'd like to have the game here, we can accommodate you. They chose to have it at home. But I think they went back to Strathaven and said, gee, this would be a good middle spot for both Rustin and us. Could you guys be able to host the game? So that's what we did. And we're, of course, delighted because, I live within a mile here, and so does does Andrew. By the way, Pete is not with us tonight. When Haven's out, Pete's season is over. So he'll join us for Delco Hoops when basketball gets started in late December, probably.
But in the meantime, the band from Westchester Rustin is over on the far sideline in the far stands. The folks are from both sides are starting to show up now, and again trying to wait in their cars in what's turned into some pretty bitter cold here. Temps in the mid-30s all of a sudden as we were driving in tonight. But again, this is very different than certainly what it would have been 24 hours ago. The teams that played last night playing in a very steady rain for most of the evening. Certainly very different than last Friday night, which, more than steady rain, just flat-out downpours throughout the Delaware Valley.
Absolutely.
So the team's here tonight in cold but dry, not very windy conditions. I mean, it's a terrific night for a football game, and we're glad you're joining us either live or on the archive. So this is the 4 seed versus the 5 seed. It's played out to seed thus far. The winner takes on the winner of the number one Penwood Patriots versus the Innerborough Bucks, who were the 9 seed, who had maybe a mild upset over Upper Marion last week. Penwood took care of business quite easily, but at last glance, even though they played earlier in the season, a very comfortable victory, Penwood over Innerborough earlier this season. I'm looking for maybe a quick update from the Delco Times. Let's see. Penwood fumbled inside its 20. The Bucks are on top 21-0 with 2 minutes left in the first half.
Whoa.
So Penwood, again, a very comfortable win in the regular season over Innerborough, now trails 21-0. So the 1 seed in serious trouble, and Innerborough trying to flip the tables here. So, again, when you look at sort of the common opponents and things like that, Academy Park, if they were to get through this game, they're going to play somebody that they've already played this year. They beat Innerborough already. They lost badly to Penwood in Week 10, which really turned out to be the DelVal championship game. And then on the flip side, Westchester Rustin, if they were to advance tonight, they handled Penwood as well. They trailed Penwood at halftime of that game back in early October, but battled back and won 43-28. So, these are teams that are going to likely run into some familiarity next week, whoever advances out of tonight. But the captains are meeting at midfield as we speak. For Academy Park, the captains tonight are quarterback Skylar Phillips, linebacker Brian Daniels. Tyree Estes, a two-way lineman, is out there as well, along with your kicker, Shamar Simpson. For the Knights, tight end and defensive end, is number 4 Sean Hopkins. He's joined there by inside linebacker number 44 Owen Walsh, who sees some time at fullback, running back Mike Covert, and quarterback Will Pileggi. So, waiting for the officials to signal here, and it looks like Rustin will move left to right in front of us, receive the opening kickoff, and we will be ready to go with the District 1 quarterfinals momentarily. So, with that in mind, we will take a short time out, be back for maybe the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff. Be back in just a moment. District 1 playoff action at the 5A level here at George L. King Field on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Golden Knights marching band. I don't expect we're going to see them on the field tonight for a show. It looks like a smaller group tonight, and they are in just kind of the keep warm clothes, let's call it tonight. Yeah. And but again, terrific job with the Star Spangled Banner there. And Academy Park will be kicking it off tonight. And it'll be Shamar Simpson wearing number 99 who will tee it up momentarily. So, again, the winner of this one will take on the winner of Penwood and Interborough. On the other side of the bracket, that game's already set. Last night, Upper Dublin, the 2-seed, took care of business in another rematch, one of their league rivals, Cheltenham, 27-0. The Flying Cardinals advance quite convincingly. And then another, from a seeding perspective, somewhat of an upset, but Unionville knocks off Radnor 28-7 last night, so it'll be Unionville traveling up to Upper Dublin and playing in Fort Washington next Friday night. So that'll be the 2-seed versus the 11, and then on this side of the bracket, we'll wait and see as both quarterfinals are being played as we speak. So Shamar Simpson has it teed halfway between the hash marks. And standing deep to return, number 2, Colin Hurley, and number 3, Michael Covert of Westchester Ruston. They await at about their 15, maybe 20-yard line now. So Covert and Hurley, those are guys that we will expect to call their names several times tonight as they see a lot of time in the backfield for Coach Mike St. Clair and the Golden Knights. Shamar Simpson spreads out his coverage unit sideline to sideline. Academy Park in their gray jerseys, blue helmets, blue pants, and we are underway. High end over end kick's going to come down to one of the up men at the 25-yard line. Straight up the left hash goes number 10, Mike Burke, and he's tripped up at the 38-yard line. We'll expect to see a good bit of Mike Burke out there as well with the offense. Will Pileggi is your quarterback. Mike Covert and Burke will be in the backfield with an injury to Nick Madonna tonight. Colin Hurley will be out there as well. Sean Hopkins is your tight end. Split end is Zach Vanskovich. Center is Sean Durant. Up front, they've got Jacob Fales and Jason Thornton on either side of him. R.J. Cleveland and Gabe Walsh are the tackles. We will see number 56, Greg Shikarjian, shifting in as well. So they said Burke split to the right. Vanskovich to the left. Wing to the right as well. Under center is Pileggi. They go toss to the right side looking for room as Covert. He cuts inside across the 40 out to the 44-yard line. Gain of 7 on first down for Covert. It'll be second down and short for Westchester Ruston.
Good first down play.
And they're running into an Academy Park defense tonight with led by the front four here. Elijah Berryman, Utensi Nanke, Trayvon Scott, and Tyree Estes. The linebackers, Malik Patterson in the middle, flanked by Marcus McBurrows and Brian Erskine. The corners, Tamir Waters and Malik Johnson. Strong safety is Devin Covert and the free safety, Rashid Coles. Eight-man front here. Wing T look, motion man, and they go to the fullback. Straight ahead goes Covert. He's got a first down out near midfield. Drives the pile to the 50-yard line. Still won't go down. They blow it dead, but took a host of tacklers there for Academy Park to stop him after a gain of 7. In on the stop, number 6, Rashid Coles and Daniel Dagan. So?
Well, I tell you, it's an impressive little start for I want to say the Knights. I'm going to say the Golden Knights, obviously, for Ruston. So they're at midfield right on the 50.
Wing T, two tight end set here. Covert is your fullback, halfback on either side of him. Now they go with a wing, Colin Hurley. On first and 10 from the 50. Motion man is Hurley. They fake the jet and they give it to the second man through. And lots of room right up the middle. This is Burke across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. The senior, wearing number 10, 5'9", 175-pounder, give him 12 on his first touch of the night and another first down.
I tell you, the Golden Knights offensive line is doing a number on Academy Park. That was a pull and trap play. They had so effectively blocked that line when that guard pulled and trapped, there was nobody for him to pick up.
Dagan and Malik Johnson on the tackle, but we are at 10:30, 10:27 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Westchester Ruston on the move. Two tight ends. Double wing, or now single tight end, rather. Split end to the right, and the give off to the left side. Hurley for the first time, and this time, nothing doing. Shooting into the backfield is number 17, Brian Erskine. Drops him for a loss of 4 on the play.
We saw this blitz-type defense last week. They like to just suddenly blitz, even on a known running play or what they suspect to be a running play, and that was extremely effective. Got right through the gaps and made the tackle for about a 5-yard loss.
So not... kind of unusual. Academy Park doesn't see a wing tee all year. Now they get one 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. But there are a lot of different wrinkles that Ruston will present. So now second and 14, they go two wide receivers, splits to either side, single setback, motion man is covered, and they give it on. Now there's a halfback pass, looking fake. Nice job there. Faked everybody out, complete to the tight end. It's going to bring him to third and manageable down at the 31-yard line. Nice grab there. Pileggi to Sean Hopkins on the out.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be third and five, and, of course, we're definitely in I don't know if they have a field goal kicker or not, but we're definitely in four-down territory.
Excellent fake. Faked me out on that one, and yeah, Hopkins on the gain of with a gain of nine puts him at the 32-yard line. Here we go. It's third down and a long four. They go wing to the left side, covert. Hurley in the backfield. Academy Park shows blitz. Motion man is covert, and they give it off the left side. This is Hurley pushing the pile. He's going to be near first down yardage. It's going to be close.
Yeah, it's going to be very close. I think he's going to be a little tiny bit short.
I think you're at fourth and inches here from about the 29. They'll move it to the left hash and mark it, yes, just shy. So fourth and inches upcoming.
So here's the first test for Ruston to see if they can pop this. They haven't had, other than that one loss for a five, they haven't had a negative yardage play.
Ruston 3 of 8 on third down a week ago in the 28-0 win over Oxford, trying to convert on fourth and inches here. Two tight ends, double wing, Pileggi under center. Nine men in the box. It's Pileggi on the keeper. He's going to dive forward and have himself a first down.
Yeah, no problem.
Quarterback dive for two. Pileggi moves the sticks. And a fresh set of downs for Ruston, who they're in all white uniforms, gold helmets, navy blue numerals on either side of the jersey. 8-10, 8:09 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Ruston on the move. We're scoreless on the opening possession. Split end to the left is Zach Vanskovich. Tight end to the right is Hopkins. I formation for the first time. They give it to the tailback. This is Hurley, who goes for maybe a yard, if that. If that. Good work there by the front.
Absolutely. They absolutely stuffed the Ruston's line right back where they came from and just held solid on the line. And you saw that in the play. It was essentially for no gain.
Utensi Nanke on the stop, who was injured early in the Strathaven victory last week, but came back to contribute. So it brings up second down and a long nine. Nose of the football on the Academy Park 25. Midway through the first quarter now. Wing to the left is Covert. He comes in motion. They give it to him. Looking for him off this right side. Trying to stretch it to this near sideline. Does turn upfield and is slung out of bounds. Good pursuit on the near sideline by number two, Daniel Deegan. Deegan with an interception last week in the second half. Three turnovers forced by this Academy Park defense just in the second half last week.
Yeah, Covert. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Covert did not get the corner. I mean, he was stretching out. Excellent pursuit. Maybe a half a yard gain on that play. Stretched him all the way out to the sideline. So, you know, Academy Park starting to see their game feet in gear here. We'll see how it handles. Yeah. How we got a timeout now.
Timeout. Coach St. Clair and the offense wants to talk things over. 7-11 to play here in the opening quarter. Big third and nine upcoming for the offense and the defense in the District 1 quarterfinals. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Andrew Kaufman helping with the stats and spotting tonight, and we'll hear from him at halftime maybe. And it's 7-11 is the what's on the game clock in front of us here. Third and nine for Westchester Ruston. They've picked up a handful of first downs already, this drive that started at their 38-yard line. But now
this is the biggest test
beforehand.
So far. Yeah. What was that all about?
All right.
Oh, equipment issue?
Okay, the officials have blown the whistle and are fixing, equipment issue for Academy Park coming out of the first time out of the game.
See, this is the kind of we need a cheer for the officials tonight to say, it's cold out here.
All right, in at left tackle is number 56, Greg Shakarjian. And they had, all right, now we're think we're ready to go here. Third down and 9. And
big first test for
52,
us.
52, Sean
right
Duran
here.
Is over the football. Shotgun look for the first time. Pileggi sends Hurley in motion right to left. They fake the jet, and he's back to pass. Looking, has time. Little middle screen and lots of running room. Tight end screen, and Hopkins into the secondary. Dives down into the side, the 10-yard line. Gain of 16, beautifully designed play. Hopkins with 2 catches already.
That was perfect. They cleared the entire middle of the field, and it was a shoestring tackle. Had that not happened, that would have been a touchdown. He was clear all the way through. Nothing but green in front of him, and with 3 or 4 white shirts in front of him. That was an outstanding screen play, which makes me come back to our Haven fans when I've been saying for the last 2 years, how come we don't have a screenplay?
All right, number 32, Malik Patterson saved the touchdown, but the sticks are on the ground on the far sideline. First and goal to go for Ruston. 2 fullbacks. Power eye look for the first time on first and goal. It's covered out of the tailback spot, looking for room to the outside. Cuts inside the 10 and gets maybe a yard. Maybe one. Nice pursuit by the defense. And stepping up again, number 2, Daniel Deegan. And he's... had a handful of tackles already.
Academy Parks got sucked in so badly in that screenplay. I would run that again, even at your 10-yard line, because it opened up the center of that field tremendously. I don't know if they're going to be able to recover so quickly if they try it again.
Receiver split to the left. Tight end Hopkins split to the right. Hurley on his right hip. Covert, the single setback, shotgun look. Motion man is Hurley, and they fake inside. Pileggi on the keeper. He's got some room off the left side. He's diving for the goal line. He's going to be just shy. Just shy on the quarterback dive down inside the 1, and now it's going to get awfully tough here for Academy Park to hold up as Pileggi picks up about, call it 8.
Yeah, I would think another sneak would get this across the goal line, but we'll see.
5:42, 5:41 and counting to play here in the first quarter.
And that's the other thing, they're keeping the ball away from Academy Park. That, they've eaten up 2/3 of the first quarter already, so, not quite 2/3.
2 fullbacks in front of the tailback at this point. Covert dots the I formation. Now they shift. Power eye to the left. They give it off that left side. It's Covert lunging forward and into the end zone. Ruston on the board first. 5:20 to play in the opening quarter. 6-0 Golden Knights on a fantastic offensive series.
Well, that was about as picture perfect with the exception of the 1 play for a loss and a couple of 0 gainers. They just marched down the end of the field and showed total dominance on between the offensive line, and that screenplay was terrific. Really set him up for this touchdown.
On for the extra point, number 12, Tommy Powers, the left footer. Looks like Covert to take the snap. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is plenty long enough, and it is just inside the left upright. 7-0. Westchester Ruston on top of Academy Park. Be back in just a moment. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Mike Covert, not his most productive drive that we've seen all year. 5 carries for 15 yards, well below his average. Ruston's kept him in check, but he's in the end zone for the last yard of that 62-yard drive. And Ruston on the board, 7-0. And here we go. Ruston ready to kick it away. This is number 51, Mike McDevitt, kicking it away. And it's going to come down to this near sideline, and nice tackle in the open field there. Academy Park dropped at the 26-yard line by number 10, Burke. And here we go. The offense on the field for the first time now for the Knights, led by quarterback Skylar Phyllis. We will have in the backfield as well, alongside of him, Marcus McBurrows. We'll see some of Barry Brown as well. Afonzen Hayes, Ed Saloku, early wide receivers, along with Akeel Blackman. Up front, they've got Taj Booker, Trayvon Scott, Jaden Allen, Xavier Newman, and Ifosa Igwe. And Academy Park starts with 2 wide receivers, 1 to either side. Now they go slot right as well. 2 backs alongside of Skylar Phillips, who's in the gun. Motion from right to left. They give is to McBurrows off the right side. He's going to spin his way across the 26 out to maybe the 28, 29. And McBurrows picks up just three.
Now, the one thing I'm looking for is Phillips did not have a chance to throw last week because he tried a couple of times, but the rain was so bad it was a mess. So, and that was an aspect of the Academy Park game that we did not see that's been very successful for him. So I suspect that we'll see that tonight because while it's cold, the field's in great shape, obviously, because it's artificial and everything's nice and dry. So we'll see what happens.
Second down and about seven. Backs on either hip of Phillips. He has two receivers to the right. They fake, and now he's going to keep it himself off the right side. Dances inside, outside, and then Hopkins says no. Ooh. Sean Hopkins slings him backwards. Just good containment, good positioning, and nowhere for Phillips to get going that time, and a big loss on the play.
The crowd is screaming because they thought they saw a face mask, and I quite frankly also thought I saw a face mask, but no call.
Back to the 25-yard line, loss of three on the play, and it'll bring up third down and 10. Westchester Ruston's defense, very stout over the course of the season, allowed zero pass yards. I'll get to the defense in a moment here, but held Oxford just to 180 total yards in the shutout a week ago. They held Unionville to just 129 a few weeks back. Here, third down and almost 11. Now you're going to get flag from the back judge. You may end up with delay of game here. We'll see.
Yep.
You can talk me through it, Mike.
Yeah, it would definitely delay a game. So it's 5 yards, which it seemed a little quick to me, but maybe, you know, I'm not keeping the time. So, but now they're back at the 20-yard line. So they've got, what is that, about third and 15, third and 16, all right, according to Andrew. So he's kind of keeping he's spotting for us tonight, as well as the halftime show.
Third and 16 from the 20. Phillips, empty backfield this time. Motion from right to left. They fake, and he's going to keep it himself. He's got a little bit of room still on his feet and spins back out to the 25-yard line. Gain of just five, and he is slammed down there by number four, Hopkins. So gain of five on the play, but well short of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down and 10.
Well, certainly an impressive defensive stance for Ruston. I mean, they had control of those four plays with no problem at all.
Colin Hurley stands awaiting the punt. He's out near his own 40-yard line. Academy Park in punt formation will snap it from their own 25. Snap is a good one. And a high wobbler. It's a good kick, and Hurley runs away from it. Takes a terrific Academy Park roll inside the 40, inside the 35, and will stop dead just inside the 31-yard line. Nice work there by Academy Park to tilt the field, and Ruston gets it back now with 2:56 to play here in the opening quarter. In the other semifinal, on the same side of the bracket, so the winner of tonight, again, will take on the winner of Innerboro and Penwood. Penwood did score just before halftime, so it's 21-6, but Innerboro still with a commanding lead going into halftime, but we've seen that thing disappear in high school football plenty of times, namely 7 days ago.
We've seen it as Eagle fans. Are you kidding me?
All right, here we go. Double wing, single setback. Motion man is Hurley, and they give it to him off the left side. He cuts up the middle and picks up a few and is stopped in his tracks at the 35-yard line. Gain of four on the play. Nice work there by the linebackers stepping up. And it'll bring up second down and about seven.
Yeah, Ruston's definitely winning the offensive war of the line. I mean, they are pushing the line off pretty well. That tackle was total linebackers at work, so they're clearing the area. I'd like to see that screen pass again. I think that's going to go for big yards.
Split end to the right is Zach Vanskovich. Double wing, Burke to the right, and Covert to the left. Motion man is Covert. They give it to the tailback straight up the middle. This is the fullback in there for the first time. First carry of the night for big 44, Owen Walsh. Walsh drags people out to the 44-yard line, gain of nine, and a first down before 22 Malik Johnson makes the stop.
Another huge hole in off the right tackle of the line. I mean, just Academy Park's going to have to figure out a way to shut that down. They're going to have to somehow get their linebackers free and clear because they're getting sealed off for making these plays, and it's up to the cornerbacks and safeties that are stepping up and trying to get these guys down.
Owen Walsh doesn't see a lot of carries, but he's a sledgehammer when he's in there. 5'10", 210-pounder. Senior middle linebacker and fullback. I formation this time. From the 44-yard line, give his to Burke, and he's going to lose a yard. Maybe they'll give him the line of scrimmage if they're generous, but nice work by the Knights stepping up. Devin Covert in on the tackle for Academy Park. No gain for Burke.
Yeah, I think Estes came in, and he was challenged by one of the running backs, and he just planted him right in the ground, and I don't know if he actually physically made the stop, but he certainly messed up the play and gave his other defenders a chance to get in there. So there's another no-gain play that Academy Park's been able to pull off. Now, can they do it twice? Because it's second and ten.
Burke split to the right, Venskovich to the left. Motion man is Covert from left to right, and rolling to his right is Pelleggi on second and ten. Looking, has eyes downfield, fires. He's got Covert who makes the catch and is slammed out of bounds, but he's got himself a first down. Forward progress to the Academy Park 40, a gain of 16 more before number two, Daniel Deegan on the stop. Pelleggi, 3 of 3 throwing it. And the first catch of the night for Michael Covert.
Well, that was a chance that Academy Park had to try to slow this offense down, and that was a nice, clean pass. He certainly gave pursuit to the quarterback, but he rolled right and got the ball out well before he was really threatened.
First and 10 from the 40-yard line. Rustin leading 7-0. Motion man to the left is Walsh. They go toss play, and they're going to call a flag here. I think everybody got moving forward just before the snap. So Walsh in motion there to lead the way for Covert, but they blow it dead. Illegal procedure, that's the first penalty on Rustin. Each team with one penalty here in the first quarter thus far. Just 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Fast moving as most of the damage has been done on the ground. Academy Park has yet to throw a pass. They went 3 and out with their only possession, and Rustin has had a decent mix here. A couple of good runs, a couple of not-so-good runs, but 3 for 3 for 40 yards for senior quarterback Will Pelleggi thus far.
Yeah, 26 seconds left and counting for the quarter, and Academy Park hasn't had the ball in the first quarter for more than four plays.
Walsh checks out at fullback. Burke back in. He lines up on the hip of Pelleggi, who's in the shotgun. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. I'll be interested to see if they want to snap it here. Covert, single setback off to the left. Pelleggi turns. They go toss play to left side. This is Covert with lots of running room. He's got space off the 45-40 and run out of bounds on that far sideline. They're going to give him the 37-yard line, gain of 8 on the play. And it'll be second down and about 8 when we come back for the second quarter. So things going well for the Chessmont champs. Golden Knights of Rustin on top of Academy Park, 7-0. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Second quarter action ready to begin here at George L. King Field. Academy Park, your host team tonight, but it's on the turf on a beautiful night for football. Cold, 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 but it feels like football weather, and we're thrilled to bring it to you here live on havenfootball.net. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net during the week, during the year. And Andrew Kaufman helping with the stats and the spotting as we move along here. Ready to start this second quarter, second down and 7. Rustin has two fullbacks in there. Now they shift to a double tight end, double wing. Hopkins now overloads that right side, and they toss it to Covert to the right side and into the backfield. Covert steps away from one tackle. Stiff arm at the 35-yard line near the far sideline. It'll bring up third down and maybe about 4. We'll see where they spot it over there.
Academy Park almost brought that down from behind. I think that was number 25, yeah. Terry Estes, who was chasing him, got a hand on him, couldn't hang on. He just got out, just basically turned on the jets a little bit and got away from him, but that could have been not a good situation.
Utenski Nankay on the tackle, and now from the 34-yard line brings up third down and about 4 for Rustin. Covert with 26 yards and the Rustin touchdown on his 7 carries. He is along the hip of Pledge using the gun. Whoa. And now, oh, here comes Academy Park. Tried to time up that blitz. Couldn't do it. They jumped the gun early, and you're going to end up with encroachment, and it will turn into a first down, yes. I believe. Unless they felt like somebody flinched on the offensive line. Hurley was in motion but hadn't turned upfield. We'll wait to see what the officials say. Encroachment is the call. Second penalty of the night for Academy Park.
And that's a tough one because it turns over a 3-4, a 3rd-and-4 to a first down, and they could have, if they could have, you know, trapped that ball or kept a minimal amount of gain, it would have been a 4th-and-2, 4th-and-3, whatever. That would have been a different story. But now we got a 1st-and-10.
Rustin just controlling the clock in this early part of this one. Had the ball for all but 4 plays in the first quarter, and now moving it again. 1st-and-10 from the Academy Park 29. They show blitz up the middle. Give is to Hurley, who's going to run through it. Follows his blockers to the 25. Gain of 4 yards, and that A-gap blitz is a high-risk, high-reward sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, and of course you can train for that, and it seems like Rustin is seeing it and the linemen are picking it up. I mean, when you can gain 5 yards, 4 to 5 yards on a blitz like that when you've got all the holes covered, you're sealing off your blocks correctly. So either they're going to have to Academy Park's going to have to get better penetration or find another formula that may work.
Estes and Nankay on the last stop for Academy Park. 2nd down and 6 from the 25. Rustin driving in. Motion man is Hurley. They fake the toss to him. Pellegi under heavy pressure. Thrown to the right flat.
That's got to be a flag.
And nice hit. And they're going to call. No.
Ooh,
wow.
They're not.
And they're going to. Wow.
Four was out there.
Yeah, they had a man out there, but a good pressure up the middle. Pellegi, the home crowd below us, wants an intentional grounding call. Pellegi did well not to fumble it, honestly.
Right.
But excellent pressure on the blitz. They fake the toss, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 6. So first misfire on the night for Rustin. And it brings up still probably 4 down territory here.
Yep.
2 cracks to get it from the 25-yard line. Covert split end to the left this time. Slot left is Hopkins. Shotgun and back to pass. Pellegi looks, steps up, fires over the middle, has a man wide open. It's Hurley inside the 10, inside the 5, into the end zone. He could not have been more open. They right down the seam, and Rustin on top by 2 scores with 10 minutes to play before halftime.
Boy, I tell you, that was just a little too easy on that particular play. I don't know what coverage was blown, but he was way too wide open considering how short the field was and everything else. I just think they hadn't called the right coverage in the backfield. Somebody didn't cover somebody they're supposed to, and he was right dead in the middle of the field. Maybe caught the ball, 4 yards from the end zone?
Yeah, just inside the 10.
Much.
And on for the extra point, Tommy Powers, the left footer, covert to hold. Ball snap, spot, kick is plenty long enough, and it is inside the right, upright, and good. 10 minutes to play before halftime. Rustin drives down again. 2 possessions. Landed in the end zone twice, and Academy Park needs to answer big when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Will Pellegi hits Colin Hurley up the seam for a 25-yard score on 3rd and 6. And Westchester Rustin looking every bit as advertised. 14-0, Golden Knights. End-over-end kick for Mike McDevitt's going to come down on that far sideline at the 18, and now dancing his way across the 35-40, and now it's a foot race, 50, 45-40, and it's going the distance. I believe that is number 3, Barry Brown.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was just beautiful. Found the seam, took a couple of steps ahead. The Rustin players stayed with him, but they just couldn't catch up to him. They couldn't close in on him, and he couldn't pull away from him, but he was out of far enough by about 2 yards and just went in for the score.
Beautiful job by Brown. Give him 82 on the return for the score, and just, it worked for Academy Park a week ago, right? Strathaven
right.
Up 2 scores, and Ed Siloku turned the tables, and now this might give the Knights some life. On for the extra point, number 99 is Shamar Simpson. Snap, spot, kick is away. Plenty long enough, but it is wide left. 14-6 is your score. Well, we'll take a short time out. I'll get a couple of tweets out there, unless you want to talk through it.
No, go ahead.
All right. Well,
it's 14-6 in high school football on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, for the second week in a row, Academy Park answers in the special teams area. Ed Saloku last week from 76 yards, and now Barry Brown from 82 yards has cut the Ruston lead to 14-6. All right. Well, Mike, what can Ruston answer?
Well, see
what
that's
they
just
have
it.
In the returns. End over and kick. It's going to come down and straight up the middle comes Hurley. He's got some room up the right side, and he's slung down out near the 40-yard line.
Yep.
But head of steam there. And, again, good field position for Ruston as we get started. I'll finish my tweet here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the stats are going to look really strange up to this point because Kennedy Park's going to show very little time of possession, but they're going to show basically an 8-point game difference. Possession for Ruston has been humongous. They've basically owned the football this entire quarter and a third, I guess. So we'll see whether they can continue to control the ball and if they can answer that run back for a touchdown.
All right, here we go. Under center is Pelleggi. Wing T look. Motion man is Covert. They fake the jet and give us the fullback and going absolutely nowhere. In fact, losing yardage back to the 36-yard line. Loss of 4 on the play thanks to a host of Academy Park tacklers. Didn't see who was on the carry there. Was that?
I think we're trying to
find
it now.
Was that Hurley on the tackle?
Andrew will tell you in a moment. Here we go. Number
on
4.
The carry. 4 on the carry? Or on the? No, 4 was on the tackle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. McBurrow's on the tackle.
I didn't see who carried either.
But either way, Ruston now looking at second down and 14 back from deck to their 36-yard line. Vanskovich split to the left. Hurley to the right. Covert in the backfield, and they send Hurley in motion. They fake the jet and back to pass. Now they go middle screen again. This time it's Burke, who's got a little bit of room, and closing quickly are the Academy Park defenders to stop him at about the 42. So a gain of 6, first catch of the night for Burke.
Yeah, a couple of linebackers stayed home on that and just looked for where the quarterback was going, and it was a screen, and they didn't have nearly the blockers out in front of them that they had on the previous screen. They tried. So this one was a gain of about, 5 yards?
All right.
So now it's like 3rd and 8.
3rd and 8 indeed. Pelleggi, 5 out of 6 for 71 yards in the early going. And the touchdown to Hurley. Hurley in the backfield. Split end to the left is Covert. Split end to the right, Vanskovich. On 3rd and 8 from their own 42. Academy Park trying to force a punt for the first time. And now you're going to get a whistle. And from the back judge, this is often delay a game here. And indeed,
timeout.
Oh, timeout.
Yep.
Did they call time? Okay.
Yep, they called timeout.
All right, timeout. Ruston, 8:08 to play here in the first half, and Academy Park trying to get their defense off the field and slow this Ruston offense for the first time tonight. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in 30 seconds. Glad you're listening, live or on the archive on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Ralph, for sending it back to Wallingford, Pennsylvania. Sort of a neutral field feeling, but Academy Park technically the host tonight at George L. King Field here at Strathaven. But 3rd down and 8, Academy Park and Coach Vyshevsky's defense trying to get off the field here on 3rd down. Rustin trying to keep the drive alive. Pileggi in the gun. Two receivers to his right, and he's rolling that way. Looking under heavy pressure. Steps, fires to the right, and it's complete on the far sideline. Hopkins squeezes it across the midfield stripe. They'll put it down at the 48-yard line. Gain of 10, and Hopkins on his third catch of the night. The senior tight end getting it done, and they'll move the sticks again.
Well, I tell you, Rustin is really playing the sidelines on the receiving game extremely well. It's all roll out to the sideline and throw the pass right on the line. Very hard for anybody to cover. And Academy Park's got its hands full trying to get somebody there and block that pass. Certainly good pursuit from the Academy Park defense, but when you're rolling all the way to the end, it's to the sideline, it's tough to catch up.
Split end to the left, double wing this time, and a fullback behind Pileggi. They shift Hopkins tight end to the left. Motion man is Hurley, and they'll give it to him for room off that left side. He's got it into the secondary. Ball on the ground. It hopped right back up to him, and he has himself a first down. Fortunate bounce for Rustin. As he picks up 11 down to the 37-yard line.
That was almost like playing catch with yourself. That was when you start to question the football gods and whether they're on your side or not.
That was, again, looked like Academy Park had that bottled up near the line of scrimmage. But, again, very patient running for Rustin here in the early going. I'm impressed with how they follow their blockers and seem content to get, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards on. And, just a patient approach.
They have absolute confidence they'll get the yards they need.
Owen Walsh in at fullback. Motion man is covert. They fake the jet, and there's going to be a flag again pre-snap. I think you're going to get another illegal motion penalty here. Yep, false start, illegal procedure, and it'll turn it to first and 15 back to the 42-yard line. 7:30 to play here before halftime. Rustin 14, Academy Park 6. Academy Park has run 4 offensive plays, one of them a punt. And yet, here we are in a one-score game almost midway through this second quarter.
And time possession has to be 96% for Rustin.
Yeah, easily. The kick return touchdown for Barry Brown has this thing close. On first and 15, Pileggi back. 3 receivers to his right, and he's rolling that way again. Looking. Breaks containment and has some room up that far sideline. Shoved out of bounds nicely. He's still going to pick up the penalty yardage plus. Mm-hmm. Taken to the 34-yard line, so a gain of about, call it 8.
I'll tell you how strong Rustin is. They've had 2 illegal procedure calls, which have put them back, 5 yards, obviously, but has really made a difference. Can make a difference and really stop momentum for a team. And, boy, they just haven't missed a beat. They just get it right back, and, now we're at 2nd and 7.
Yep. So Tyree Estes, yet another tackle for the Knights. He's been a busy guy at the defensive end spot. Wing T look. Wing to the right comes in motion. They fake the toss, and they go counter to the right side. Lots of room for Covert. He's got a first down inside the 25 to the 24. Nice work there on the fake, and Covert sneaks his way. They're going to put it down to the 25, gain of 9 more.
Like I said, they had that illegal procedure call, and they, 2 plays later, they went ahead and got the first down within 2 plays.
So here we go, 1st and 10 for Rustin. They've had 5 different ball carriers, 4 different receivers, spreading it out, just nobody to key on. So here we go. 2 receivers split to either side. And a keeper for Pileggi this time. He's going nowhere. In fact, maybe loses a yard. Looked a little out of sorts there. The splits looked a little different for Rustin and got a little bunched up, and nice reaction there for number 12, Jarek Wilcox,
and Deegan
and Elijah Berryman on the stop.
Deegan was number 2, was the fake, and that seemed to be mistimed. Like, it was obviously, he was past the quarterback before the fake was really executed. Not one of their better plays, but no loss there.
Here we go, 2nd down and 10. Vanskovich split end to the left, Hurley to the right, slot left as well. This is Covert. Walsh in at fullback. Now they motion, flood everybody to the left. Faking the blitz, now rolling left is Pileggi. Looking, fires to this near sideline, and incomplete. Covert, the intended receiver. I thought it was timed nicely.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
the far sideline once an interference
going
call.
Going for the ball. That's the play.
I thought it was a good defensive stop there.
Absolutely.
Third down and 10. Number 26, Tamir Waiters in coverage.
All right,
and
Academy
brings
Park
up 3rd down and 10.
Academy Park has not found themselves in this situation very often, and each time Rustin has managed to pull off a big play and get past them, and some once into the end zone. So here we got 3rd and 10, and a good place to stop. But of course, we're in 4-down territory. We're only at the 25. So
3rd and 10 from the 25. Rustin scored from here moments ago. They go double wing. Fullback is Walsh. Split end to the left is Covert. Now they go to the left side. This is Walsh off left tackle, who's going to drive his way near first down yardage. It's going to be 4th and short.
Yep.
He's going to be stopped at the 16-yard line. Walsh, 2 carries for 21 yards. In on the stop, McBurrows and Egan. And 4th and 1 here for Rustin. They've been effective here from this spot a couple times tonight already.
Now, the question is, are they going to do another quarterback sneak and just take the first down, or are they going to try to break open something wide and get into the end zone from the 16?
Maybe consider a hard count here. Academy Park showing a penchant for blitzing up the middle. We'll see. All right, here we go. Everybody over the ball, and they go shotgun look for the moment. Motion to the left. And now they got two men moving, and the Academy Park does jump. Oh, my. There were two people in motion, not at the same time. One came set, but they're going to talk things over. I think you're going to end up with an illegal shift, or you could end up with offside here.
Right.
They are going to talk things over. There were two different guys in motion there. So, 4:55 to play before halftime. This is a pretty long conversation.
Which the fans below us wanted to make sure that the referees understood they saw it. We'll see.
Offsides is the call against Academy Park here. And another first down for Rustin. All right. Well, tough break there for Academy Park. But two offsides penalties has given Rustin first downs tonight. And now they got 4 cracks at it from the 11-yard line. So Academy Park defense trying to get their first stop of the night. They'll have to do it with just 11 yards to spare. 4:40 and counting to play here in the first half. Rustin leading 14-6 and looking for more. Split end to the right. Wing T formation. Motion man is Covert. They give it to the fullback Walsh. He's got two hands on the football and drives inside the 10 to about the 8. Gain of 3 for Owen Walsh.
They're just eating up clock. We're 4 minutes 20 seconds in the first half, and they better put the Academy Park football into a heater or something. It's got to be like a rock after sitting on the sideline this whole time.
Brian Daniels on the stop, leading the charge there for Academy Park. So we'll try to keep you. And Innerborough 21, Penwood 12 now.
Ooh.
So here come the Patriots, the one seed, trying to avoid the upset. Here they go, fake toss, and inside to Walsh, who's going to drive down to the 5. Keeping things pretty simple. Fullback dive on the last couple of plays, and Walsh picks up 3 more.
The other thing you got to be concerned about is defense been on the field so long. It's got to just be terribly fatiguing.
Skylar Phillips trying to keep his arm loose on the near sideline here. He's not thrown a pass in, what, an hour?
Yeah.
Like it's in pregame warm-ups.
Yeah.
I mean, really. So, 3:25 and counting to play here in the first half. 3rd and 4 from the 5-yard line. Rustin can pick up a first down. 2 tight end set, wing T formations. Covert looking for room off the right side, and good speed contains him and drops him on that far sideline for a loss. Excellent pursuit from the Academy Park defense. Timeout. Academy Park with 3:06 to play. And excellent job there by Deegan and Devin Covert. So Covert, they drop. They're going to give him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage, really? Maybe a yard loss, maybe just outside the 5. I thought they had him dropped further than that. But we'll keep it right here and talk things. Let the coaches talk things over. 4th and 5 upcoming.
Did you get a time on that Innerborough game?
It's still 9 minutes to play in the 3rd quarter.
Okay.
So Penwood was down 21-0, scored with under a minute to go before halftime, and now scores in the first minute and a half of the second half. So that may have been the wake-up call. But head coach Steve Lennox and the Bucks really maybe playing their best football at the right time of year, huh?
Yep. Well, that's always the factor, isn't it? It's for any championship-type games at any level.
So, Rustin will line up for a field goal. From the right hash, it'll be the left footer, Tommy Powers. He'll need to push it from the 13-yard line. 23-yard field goal attempt. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is no good. Wide left. Academy Park gets the defensive stop they need with 3 minutes to play before halftime. We're still in a one-score game, and the Knights will take over first and 10 at their 20.
Well, now if they can do something, they can make this a real interesting game. They got 3 minutes to get down, what do they got, 92 yards?
Well,
so they're going to place it at the
20.
They'll
move it out to the 20 after the missed field goal. So with that being said, I mean, yeah, it's a long way to go. There are four or five guys in black shirts tonight that can score from anywhere on the field. So Rustin has to avoid
That's
the big
right.
play here, and Academy Park looking to do just that. Four wide receivers, three to the right. Give inside is straight up the middle and a little bit of running room. A lot of running room now. An undercut near the first down marker at the 30-yard line. Goes number three. Is that Brown on the carry? No, that's McBurrows, I guess. All right. They're going to be second down
and one
and inches.
Yep.
McBurrows on the carry for about
they give,
nine.
They gave him a first.
Oh, they did. They're going to move the chains, so they got to stop the clock then. All right, the clock.
It stopped.
Did stop. Okay. All right, now they reset. Okay, give McBurrows 10. From the 30-yard line, Phyllis turns to the sideline, looks for a signal. They move the tailback onto his right hip now. Three wide receivers to that right side. Phyllis gives it inside. McBurrows with room off the left out to the 35-yard line and brings up second down and five. So, again, on one hand, you have to move relatively quickly, but it's not panic mode here with still 2 minutes and 22
Absolutely.
Seconds.
Make good 5 yard progress on each play, maybe a little more, get a breakout somewhere.
Jake Wilsey on the tackle for Rustin. That reminds me, we've not even mentioned the defensive starters for Rustin. They've only been on the field five plays. Back to passes, Phyllis looking. Once a deep slant down the middle, it is juggled and intercepted, and coming the other way is Mike Covert. 45-40, dances to his right and is tripped up right there. Pass intended for Jarek Wilcox. Goes just maybe a little bit high through his hands and hits Covert in the belly, who juggled it momentarily, but now has Rustin back in great shape here. 1:56 to play before halftime. And now, just 40 yards away, Rustin trying to throw another dagger here before intermission.
Yeah, they're going to smell blood in the water here. But I'll tell you, that was a nice pass. It just, unfortunately, there was very, very good coverage by Rustin.
Ed Saloku on the tackle to trip up Covert at the 40 after the interception. But here's Rustin with a couple of fullbacks in there now. Wilsey actually moves to tight end to the right. Two tight end set, and they go toss to the left side. Looking for room is Covert, who dances across the line of scrimmage and picks up maybe three. Maybe three to the 37-yard line. Second down coming here. Substitutions here. Burke checks in. Vaskovich checks in. I'm sorry, Burke checks out along with Wilsey. Rashid Cole's in on that last tackle for Academy Park. Clock ticks, 129, 128. Rustin, in no particular hurry, still has one timeout in their pocket.
And Academy Park's really got to hold this now. They can't allow the score.
Eight. Double wing, and they give it to the fullback. This is Walsh into the secondary, and now room off the left side, 25-20. Walsh has a lot of room and into the end zone for the touchdown. 107 to play before halftime, and 37 yards later, it's Owen Walsh to the house.
Talk about the curse. All I had to say is they couldn't allow a touchdown, and that was the end of that.
Well,
that was a great play. I mean, he was trapped within two or three yards of the line of scrimmage and just managed to keep his head down, his shoulders down, and just got out of it. And then had nothing but green in front of him. Just took off.
Powers on for the extra point for the third time. Moments ago, missed a 23-yard field goal, but is 2 for 2 tonight. Covert to hold. Wobbly snap, pulled down by Covert. Kick is away and good. 21-6, 107 to play before halftime in Academy Park. Still, they've got lightning everywhere. See if it'll strike when we come back. 67 seconds to play before half. And Academy Park looking for some magic here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. And AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape.
AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Mike Covert with the interception, and two plays later, it's number 44, Owen Walsh, who's not been featured in the offense over the last couple of weeks, but he's having a big night tonight. 37-yard run for the score. Here, back to it. Here's the Skylar Phillips picking up the short kickoff, and he's going to be dropped at the 29-yard line. 101 to play here before halftime in Academy Park, still with two timeouts and maybe some room to work with here.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, that was really a blow. If I were Academy Park, I don't know that I would be too aggressive in the passing game because you can't afford to give up another turnover like that. So, but possibly short passes, try to get down the field. I think it's extremely important in the minutes you got left in this half to try to get something on the board. And that's a tough, tall order against this team, as well as doing it with limited amount of risk. So here we go.
All right, here we go. Indeed, Phillips in the shotgun, bunch formation to the right. He looks that way, has room over the middle. It is deflected and incomplete out near midfield. Looking for number 16, Alfonso Hayes, and number 9, Pat Quinn in coverage, along with Hurley.
I tell you, Rustin's coverage is very, very good. That was a ball that was a little overthrown. Bounced around. A couple of guys were behind him, and if it had been thrown any differently, could have been picked off. Man, I'll give him credit for the aggressiveness. I just think it's very, very risky because Russell will try to score again if they get an opportunity, no doubt about it.
Phillips 0 for 2 throwing it now. One interception, one incompletion, two receivers to the left. I'm sorry, three to the left, one to the right. Phillips, quarterback draw on the keeper and nothing doing. And, oh, still on his feet. Great job spinning out of trouble, and Phillips is going to get back to just a 1 yard, or well, maybe the line of scrimmage even. Somehow shook Matt Montgomery, but now you've got an injured Rustin player back near the point of attack. Cleaning up on the stop there was Greg Shikarjian from his linebacker spot, and now 39 seconds to play here before halftime. Third down and about 11. And Academy Park needs to make sure they don't turn the ball over again. But you'd like to think with all that speed on the outside, they could get something going. And speaking of getting something going, Penwood has scored again. 21-20 now. Interboro on top. 21 straight points for Interboro. Now 20 straight for
It's like they switched jerseys at the halftime.
And this is Colin Hurley limping off momentarily here for Rustin. That's not good. They're already without Nick Madonna, one of their leading rushers. And now Hurley's heading to the sideline. So hoping the best for him on the Rustin side. And they'll substitute into the defensive secondary here. So, again, I might as well mention the defensive starters for Rustin. Hopkins, Walsh, Cleveland, and Montgomery are down for Owen Walsh. Jake Wilsey are your inside backers. Mike Fannin and Mike Burke are your outside backers. Hurley, Covert, and Quinn are your back three. On third and 11, three receivers to the right and Phillips back. They should throw the screen to this near side. It is complete to Jarek Wilcox, and he's going to get a few out to the 34, but it's still going to be bringing up fourth down and about five. So gain of six for Wilcox on the first catch of the night, first completion of the night. Clock ticks 1 second, and that will do it. Yeah, they were in no hurry to make a mistake there. So Academy Park trailing 21-6 at halftime, not unlike what we saw a week ago, right?
Right.
19-6, Academy Park had a deficit a week ago. Feels maybe a little different this time, but we've already seen some special teams magic for the Knights and see if they can come up with that and get the offense going in the third quarter. So with that, we're going to take a short timeout. Hear plenty of words from our sponsors. Try to get you score updates from around the District 1 and District 12 area. Talking playoffs and a whole lot more. But we'll be back in a few moments. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape.
AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
And welcome back, George L. King Field in Wallingford, Pennsylvania, Strathaven High School. We are here because Academy Park chose this field as a neutral field because airfield probably is not in serviceable condition. And the score right now has got Ruston on top, 21-6. It's been pretty much all Ruston all night. Pete, by the way, is not here because when Haven lost the season, he goes home. That's the end of him. So in the meantime, so we're here with a 21-6 score, and it's been very much all Ruston. Andrew, your thoughts before I get involved in it.
It's been a really good game from Westchester Ruston. They've been able to control the ball really well and keep Academy Park's offense off the field. And when Academy Park has had the ball, they haven't done too much with it.
Yeah.
And they did have the one turnover late in the half that then Ruston turned into six, which could be a dagger. But as we saw last weekend, Academy Park came back in the second half, made some adjustments at the half, and came back and scored 20 unanswered.
Yeah, I think the difference here is Ruston is a known defensive power, where Strathaven certainly was not. They had their defensive issues. But look, you got to play the game, so that doesn't concern me. I think that the first order of business is Academy Park has to find a way to get Ruston off the field after four or eight downs as opposed to these drives. These drives are enormous. I don't think that out of 24 minutes, if Academy Park's had this ball for 2 minutes, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they have any more than like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes or so of time of possession, but it's been all Westchester Ruston here tonight.
And of course, what's happened now is Academy Park feels the pressure, so they feel the need to pass. And I got to tell you, I've been very impressed with Ruston's coverage. I mean, they've got the one interception, which they turn around and you know, march into the end zone, not on the interception, but a few plays later. And then Academy Park came out throwing again, and although the passes were not completed, again, the coverage was strong. They could have been intercepted. The ball was bouncing around. Phyllis has a very strong arm, and when he throws hard, it's tough for his receivers to catch, and the ball tends to jump around a little bit, and that can spell trouble, particularly if coverage is good and there's a lot of players floating around, which is
especially
what,
in this type of weather, when it's cold, the ball's harder, and the players are going to have a tougher time gripping onto the ball. So if it does bounce around, both teams have to be alert as to where it is before it hits the ground.
So, you know, Kennedy Park has a one run back on a kickoff, which is their 6 points, missed the extra point. They've had really no offense to speak of that there's anything to chat about. So, but they're going to get the ball first. So Kennedy Park's going to have to do something with that ball. And I think I would almost be willing to say they probably have to score to get back in this game.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I'd say they have to get a touchdown to get back in this game because they haven't been able to do anything on defense to stop this Westchester Western offense.
Right, and then, of course, I think it's going to be followed up. I think the philosophy has to be let's get down, let's play our game, get down in the end zone, get those six points, and then we have to wrestle that ball away from Ruston within, you know, 4 to 8 downs and get back and start marching on them. Even if we don't score on our second possession, at least we're starting to flip the field a little bit, certainly flipping time of possession. If they forget the points for Ruston right now, if Ruston can just control the ball and run up and down the field and not score another point,
they're in business.
Yeah,
Kattery
Park's out of the series. So they're going to have to do something to what they can to maintain that ball, whether it's going to be a running game, because right now in the few plays we've seen, Ruston seems to have their number in the running game. Passing game, they have some opportunities. You know, they've had an excellent passing game all year long, so if they can get some guys open. But it just seems like Ruston's got this one called pretty well from whatever their scheme has been going into this game.
Yeah, it feels like Ruston has this game in the bag, but as we saw last week, Strathaven did give up a big halftime lead.
Well,
the same night.
Yeah, I would not have looked at last week's game and felt that Haven was as dominated a force at a very similar score. Yeah.
They have not been as near as strong defensively
as what
Ruston's
has.
Been tonight.
Ruston just really has played an excellent game. I mean, even their offensive plays, there's been, you know, maybe two or three tackles for a loss. There's been two or three maybe tackles for no gain. But the rest of the time has been very positive. You know, almost at will, they are moving. Even as we talked about during the game, you know, they'll get a illegal procedure call or something, you know, which usually just kills a team from a momentum standpoint. They come right back, and they make up those 5 yards on the next play, if not more, and then they just march down and get another first down, or in some cases they actually score.
Yeah.
So it's going to be – I think the absolute onus is on Academy Park to break Ruston somehow, to get their offense off the field so they can march it down. And they're going to have to be – they don't have to be super quick about it, but they're only down by two scores. So, you know, they've got to – I'm sorry,
three. It's two scores.
So, yeah, two scores, give or take. So we'll have to see how they can handle it. But, it's definitely going to be on them. And I think this first series, I think if Academy Park comes in and goes 3 and out or something, that's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. And the only reason this game is still within two scores is because the one stop that Academy Park does have was a missed field goal by Ruston.
Right.
Before they turned the ball over.
Which?
On, like, the second play after the...
And the fact that their only score, you know, was on a kickoff run back. So...
Yeah.
That makes it tough, but we'll have to see what happens. A little quiet here tonight because there is a band here for Ruston, but they are not doing a kind of a halftime show. They're basically in their street clothes. They're here just to provide some music during the game, which we certainly appreciate.
Yes, we do.
Because broadcasting a game, crowd size is relatively small because it's a cold night, and, you know, this can be debilitating to us old folks. So I'm sitting here with a heater at my feet, and it's like it's not even on. Set my shoes on fire twice, but what do I know? So anyway, sorry. So we're here, Ruston 21, Academy Park is 6, and we're going to go to commercial break, come back, thank our sponsors, and we'll be right back with whatever updates that Brian has, and we'll look for the second half of the game. So you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball,
virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Just a few minutes before second half action, ready to be continue. And Westchester Ruston, the 5 seed, on top of the 4 seed, Academy Park. Academy Park, the runner-up in the Del Valle League this year. Ruston resting back the Chestmont American Division title after a 3-year run for Unionville. But Ruston with 7 division titles. I mean, this is a school that just opened in 2007. So 7 division titles in the last 11 years. It's been a heck of a start for Mike St. Clair and the program there. And they are showing every bit of what good football looks like through the first half tonight. And, you know, they come in at 8-2. And Ruston had an interesting approach this year, deciding to basically take a bye week in week one, whereas everybody else is trying to schedule non-league games and so forth, they said, we're going to try it, do it a little differently this year. Took the bye in week one in favor of an extra week of practice, of two-a-day practices, and you know, they feel pretty good about it, that it worked out well for them. Played only 9 regular season games, but again, were tested early on. They won big against Henderson in week one, lost to Westchester East, their crosstown rival, who's in the Chestmont National Division, 21-31. But then beat Kennett, beat Penwood, lost to Coatesville, which everybody has done this year. Right. but then has won out since. Oxford 49-13, Unionville 14-0, Sun Valley 35-14, 33-12 over Great Valley, and then shut out Oxford for a second time this year. Often difficult to beat a team twice in the same year, but Ruston has done it, and knocking off and shutting out a high-powered Oxford offense for most of the season. So, you know, this is a team that I would have said early on would have been one of the favorites to come out of this, and they're proving us right through the first week and a half of the playoffs, I think, Mike.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, I the only reason I question a 9-game schedule is because there's no penalty to do that technically, because the PIA is very content to sit there and divide your points, the total points, by 9 games rather than 10, which, you know, is a little bit unfair when you think about it. It's one thing if you can't schedule games, another thing if you choose to do that. It obviously saves the wear and tear on the players for a game. Particularly, I mean, it's one thing to do it at the beginning of the season, which is one issue.
Right.
But, of course, what's to prevent somebody from doing it in week five? Just say, look, let's take
happen.
A break.
Yeah, it does so, happen. Yep.
And I think that's really an unfair advantage potentially to a team. On the other hand, you know, and then, of course, that begs the question, well, what happens if you're going to have a three-game season?
Right.
I mean, you can divide it by three and not take on three. I mean, just, you know, at some point you hope that in high school football it's more a matter of sportsmanship and teaching kids and things like that than winning football games. But there's always somebody out there that will screw up that whole concept because they want to win so badly.
Yeah.
And, I'm by the way, I'm not you know, accusing Russin of anything. I'm just saying that the problem with teams making decisions like that without rules and penalties to pay for it is that, you know, somebody comes along and says, well, wait a minute, if we can do this, you know. But, you know, it's a little sad to me that they're only going to play a 9-game season. Of course, if you make it into the playoffs, your season may go on longer than anybody else's. So, you know, it's questionable, but they certainly have been had a remarkable run. Didn't we do a game at their facility some years ago?
Yeah, Ruston was Strathaven played Ruston. It was actually at Westchester East. That was a playoff game back in 2012, and it was a first-round loss for Strathaven. Ruston came out on top that night in 2012. But in the meantime, Ruston, again, sort of fell behind Unionville in the division in the last 3 years. But, you know, are taking progressive steps forward here. In 2016, lost in the first round of the playoffs to Bishop Shanahan. Lost to Springfield in round two last year after winning the first round. Were knocked out by eventual district runner-up Springfield last year. And now looking to advance into the third week of the playoffs and just 24 minutes away from doing so with a 21-6 lead over Academy Park.
Hey, listen, Andrews keeps tugging on my jacket here. He wants to talk about the Eagles.
Okay, talk about the Eagles. I don't know what else there is to say. I mean, it's Dallas week. It's do or die
Dallas
at this point.
Dallas is terrible.
It's Dallas week. Big game Sunday night football. They're in black. They're going to be in their blackout jerseys this Sunday night. And looking back over the years, in the games that they've worn their blackout jerseys, they have a very good record in these jerseys, especially on Sunday nights. And they've tended to blow people out when they wear these jerseys.
Okay. You know what drives me crazy about sports? You're spending tens of millions of dollars on the 3,000 men in the entire world who can play this game effectively, and that's questionable in some cases, obviously.
Yeah.
but the bottom line is, out of 7 billion people on the planet, there's 3,000 guys that can play this game at a level that we want, and we're going to spend millions on their salaries, and they're spending millions on training and facilities and everything else, and we're going to talk about the color of their jersey is going to drive the success of their efforts. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's something to talk about, but I just don't buy it. You know, I've often thought the Eagles have come, different guys were in the locker room and came out in the second half of that game than played in the first half. But I'm sorry, we digress.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, Dallas right now, they're playing awful. I mean, they're just
playing awful football. I have to agree with you. You look at their Monday night loss this past week to Tennessee at home. They lost to Tennessee at home. They did not look good in that game. Their defense looked shaky. Dak Prescott doesn't have an offensive line to do anything with, and that goes the same for Ezekiel Elliott. He doesn't have anybody to run behind. Whereas the Eagles picked up Golden Tate, they've had a week. They had their bye week. They can get him incorporated into the offense, and I think the Eagles are going to come out hot on Sunday night. They're going to put up a bunch of points, and their defense is going to be really solid this week. As Dallas doesn't really have many weapons on offense. They did pick up Amari Cooper, but he's really not going to be that much of a difference maker for them because the Eagles are going to, their defense is going to come out and they're going to get pressure on Dak Prescott early and often, and they're going to force him off his spot, and they're going to get a couple turnovers early, I think.
All right, there's the prediction. Now you can all watch tomorrow night and blame us. Well, of course, we probably won't be on the air next week because I don't think we're going to be doing another playoff game this year. So, but there's high school basketball coming.
There is. There is so. High school basketball. We'll get Dave Berman back in the mix for that.
That's
and,
right.
I'll try to listen or pop in when I can. But,
And that's DelcoHoops.com. You can check it out online. Same deal we have with the football, which is that the games are broadcast. We try to do a game a week. and we run all over Delaware County picking up, trying to get the better games going, but we also want to get around to as many schools as we can. And Dave Berman's our play-by-play guy, and Andrew will be joining us this year as well, and Pete will be back. And Mark Jordan, who's now the baseball coach for Radnor and the girls coach, girls basketball coach for Radnor, will be back in the booth during the playoffs. But if you like high school basketball, and Delaware County has some of the best high school basketball in the state of Pennsylvania, or the Commonwealth, I should say, that you know, that's something to tune in with and hear what's going on. And, again, there's never a charge for the broadcast, and we do archive all our games, so they're available for family, fans, and friends, particularly. We've seen some really good basketball games.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't have to worry about the cold when we're in the state, in the facilities.
That's right. So, my wife asked me the other day, I was getting ready for work, she says, "What's the weather today?" I said, "I don't really care. Whatever. You can ask me in March when baseball season comes, because at this point we're watching basketball and wrestling the rest of the way."
That's right.
So I really didn't even think to look what the weather looked like. For me, my day is indoors and then more indoors.
I do have to check the snow, because we have lost a couple of games we wanted to do because they were canceled because of snow.
Right.
But it wasn't like we had to go there and deal with the snow.
That's right. So in the meantime, teams are back on the field in front of us. Ruston getting loose in the end zone to the right of us in the east end zone, and Academy Park just to our left, getting ready to get the football back to start this second half. They ran just 9 plays for the first half, one of which was a punt. And so with that being said, you know, the offensive stats are pretty dismal for the Knights. Skylar Phillips just 1 of 3 throwing it, a 6-yard completion to Wilcox on the final play of the half. Those 6 yards, you know, along with an interception and an incompletion. Phyllis just plus 2 yards rushing on 2 carries, and McBurrows with 18 yards on 3 carries. That's really the stat sheet for Academy Park tonight in the early going. Now, Ruston, you know, it's a wing T or a wing T, kind of a hybrid. They have a lot of wing T plays with wing T principles, but, boy, do they mix it up nicely with some 2-wide receiver sets, some I formation, some shotgun looks as well. And for as much as they like to run the football, you know, to the tune, you know, of 337 yards last week, 0 passing yards, as much as they like to run it, how about Pileggi going 6 for 8 for 81 yards and a score in the first half? Walsh, who had 2 touchdowns against Oxford, you know, several weeks ago, not just last week, but you know, Owen Walsh, it was against Penwood. So that was in the 4th game of the season. You know, kind of been under the radar ever since. And now, you know, they break him out, and he's the leading rusher tonight, 64 yards on just 4 carries, including this 37-yard touchdown. 5 carries, rather. Burke, 2 carries for 12 yards. Covert, 8 for 35 and a score. Hurley, 7 for 19. And Pileggi, 3 for 18. On the receiving side of things, Sean Hopkins leading the way, 3 catches for 34 yards. Hurley, 1 for 25 and a score. Covert, 1 for 16. Burke, 1 for 6. And we are ready to go in the second half. Mike McDevitt has it teed, and it's going to take a hop towards Brown. Brown with some running room up the left hash momentarily, and they swarm this time, and the ball came out. I don't know. I think they're not going to mark him down. I think Ruston's on top of this. Let him unpile at the 26-yard line. Ruston thinks they have it, waiting for a signal. Brown was stripped, and Ruston is on top of the football. We'll see who comes out of the bottom of the pile here. Let's see. The last man to stand up is the guy on top of the ball, and he's actually picked up. That's number 32, senior Jake Wilsey, who's your inside linebacker and fullback, and he's on top of the football, and Ruston will get things started.
Oh, boy.
1st and 10 at the Academy Park 26-yard line.
You know, while we were at halftime, we were talking about the fact that Academy Park really has to march down the field and get a score here. So this is a disaster, particularly if Ruston turns around and scores. Talk about a short field. They're only on the Academy Park 26, so they got very little ways to go here.
Quick score update. Penwood on top of Interboro now, 26-21. Big comeback over there. Here, Academy Park will need to do something different, but the start here is to Hurley, who's got some running room momentarily, and then they drive him backwards at the 25. Forward progress will give him the 23-yard line, gain of 3 on the play, and good work there by number 23, Brian Daniels, on the stop. But Hurley picks up a few. It brings up second down and about seven. Clock ticks. 33 seconds into this second half. Hurley, 8 carries, 22 yards.
Academy Park's very frustrated. They're going to have to watch themselves. They don't need penalties here.
Three costly penalties for the Knights in the first half, two of which resulted in first downs on encroachment penalties. Here we go, wing T formation, and they go jet sweep to that right side. Covert stretching the play, turns upfield for a few, and now a few more as he breaks a tackle and tumbles down to about the 17. They're going to end up with third and one when they unpile.
Well, I tell you, Rustin is just acting like a machine. I mean, they just get 3, 4, 5 yards per play without an issue. Third and one.
Mm. Yep.
That's tough.
I mean, Covert has had multiple 100-yard games this year. You know, you go back to the first Oxford game, or I'm sorry, even last week, 17 carries, 130 yards, 2 scores in the first Oxford game. It was over 100 last week. You know, more pedestrian numbers tonight, but just so effective. Two tight end set. They go wing T and quarterback dive right up the middle for 2 more yards and another first down. They'll put it down at the 15-yard line and 4 more cracks at it for Rustin. 36 plays in the offense on the offensive side of the ball in the first half. And they move the sticks here on their first shot in the third quarter. They break the huddle with a double wing and two tight ends. Woolsey to the left, Hopkins to the right. Wing to the right, two backs behind Pileggi now. A-gap blitz is coming. They give off the right side and Covert with room. He bounces out to the left. He's got some room into the secondary and into the end zone. 15 yards later, Covert into the end zone for the second time tonight. And Westchester Rustin up 3 scores.
Boy, I'll tell you, that was exactly what they couldn't let happen. I mean, it just... Oh, boy, Academy Park has really put themselves in a hole now.
That was wing T to a T.
Yes.
That was
yes.
beautifully executed. Covert just running with his left hand on his blocker's hip for, what, the first 8 of those yards before he bounced it back to the left. On for the extra point. Up and good is number 12, Tommy Powers. He's 4 for 4 on the extra point tries, and it is 28-6. Rustin on top of Academy Park, and the Knights trying to get something going when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Fumble on the opening half, opening kickoff of this second half has put Academy Park in deep trouble here, 28-6. Mike Covert with a 15-yard touchdown run, his second of the night. He's up to 53 yards on his 10 carries. And here's your end-over-end kick, and now straight up the middle. This is Phyllis with some running room momentarily, and he's wrapped up at the 36-yard line and slung backwards. Phyllis has not had the ball in his hands very much tonight.
No.
Which is kind of stunning to say for the quarterback with 9:52 to play here in the third quarter. So, Mike, let me finish the Twitter update, and we'll see if Academy Park gets it going.
Yeah, they're going to have to. Academy Park's got to make a methodical drive. It's got to be relatively quick because they're down 28-6. But, boy, they can't get sloppy. They got to hold on to the ball, and they cannot throw it away in the air, although it looks like they're going to pass series in shotgun, 3 wide receivers to the left.
Phyllis in that gun, fake inside, and back to pass. Looking, he wants it all. Deep down the near sideline. Has a man out there. It's Saloku, who's got the catch. Oh, in and out of his hands. Oh, he had it at the 25-yard line, juggled it, and could not haul it in. He was 5 steps behind the corner.
It's a beautiful pass.
Beautiful pass indeed, right in the breadbasket. Saloku could not squeeze it. 2nd and 10.
Oh, I'll tell you, when you're trailing by this amount and you got a ball like that and you can't keep it, poor – Who's the receiver on that?
Ed Saloku, who had the kick return touchdown
yeah.
last week.
I mean, he did everything he could. He just could not find the handle.
They'll try it again here. Stack formation with receivers to the right, and they give inside. This is McBurrows with a little bit of room. I'm sorry, this is Zion Bradley in there. Bradley's going to pick up a few, and now there's a flag that comes in late. We'll see. All right, he's going to be – they'll mark him out at about the 45-yard line, but we're going to have to check – the flag here. Bradley picked up what looked to be 9 yards But you may end up with an illegal block of some kind here.
Yeah, they're not. They're kind of loosely marking at the 42, but I don't know what they're.
All right.
It's 47. Okay, that's where they get the mark.
Okay, well. What's the call? It is the face mask. Oh, they offset. Okay, so you got a holding, an illegal block or holding, offset by a face mask penalty on the tackle. So march this forward, then backward. What are they? Offside penalties. They should move the football back. Yeah, officials need to talk it over. They have Bradley's run out to the 47-yard line, and that's where the ball sits right now on the right hash, but they're going to have to move this back to the original line of scrimmage and replay the down, or maybe something different. Either way, as I mentioned very briefly before that last touchdown, Academy Park and Ruston, the winner of tonight plays the winner of Penwood Innerborough. Innerborough jumped out 21-0. It's now 26-21 Penwood. They've roared all the way back and have taken the lead early in the fourth quarter. So we'll keep an eye on that one. 9:37 to play here in the third. 28-6, Ruston on top of Academy Park. 2nd and 10 after the offsetting penalty has everybody replaying the down. Soloku split
like
to the
said.
Left. Yes. Soloku and Browns split to the left. To the near side, to the right, is Alfonso Hayes. 8-man front, and they go Phyllis straight up the middle into that front, and he's going to be stopped. Oh, ball came out. Let's see.
Oh, no.
Scramble for it again. Phyllis is going to get a yard on the carry, but then they're going to unpile, and they're going to say Rustin's got it again. Rustin on the recovery. This is the third turnover of the night.
Ugh.
Is that Wilsey again on the football, or is that Owen Walsh? number 78. Big, the other Walsh, Gabe Walsh, 6'3", 320, right in the middle, and on top of the football, Gabe Walsh has given Rustin the football right back. Third turnover of the night for Academy Park, and an interception, and now three fumbles. So Gabe Walsh had a sack and a forced fumble in the Penwood game, and now not doing any favors to their Del Valle neighbors. So Phyllis with a yard on the play, and that's it. So Academy Park with just two snaps now in the second half. This is the other Walsh, Owen Walsh, who bangs his way to about the 33-yard line on first down. Gain of 3 for the senior fullback, who is enjoying himself tonight. 67 yards now on 6 carries, including that 37-yard touchdown burst. And like we said, Rustin missing one of their another key contributor on offense, Nick Madonna, and hoping for him to bounce back. And on the defensive side, starting outside linebacker Luke Stout is also out. But in on the stop for Academy Park, Malik Patterson on that last play. And here, 2nd down and 7. From the 34, 2 tight end set, wing T behind Pileggi. Turns, gives to the fullback, Walsh again, picks his way for a couple, and then is driven backwards.
Okay.
Give him the 32, 2 on the carry. Brings up 3rd down and about 6. And this is, again, similar to what Academy Park saw against Strathaven last week in terms of play selection here in the second half with that wing tee, but different feel to it with a 2-touchdown lead, now 3-touchdown lead for Rustin. In on the stop, Nanke and others. Brings up 3rd down and 6.
Boy, they need to stop here in the worst way.
Pileggi in the shotgun this time. Hopkins, slot right. Receiver split to either side. There's an H-back to the right of the formation. Pileggi back, looking. Pump fakes, fires down the middle. Wide open is Hopkins. Stiff arm at the 20-yard line and is dropped right there. But 14 yards later, it's another first down. And then a flag comes in late. So post-play, I don't know, you're going to get, it was right at the point of the tackle. I don't know if this is going to be against the tackler or against Hopkins. We'll see. But another grab for Hopkins there. That's his 4th of the night, 48 yards receiving. And Pileggi now approaching 100 yards passing on the evening. We'll see what they discuss at the 20. Penwood has scored again, 32-21 now. So a 2-score lead for the Patriots. And not sure what happened there at Penwood, but the wake-up call seemed to happen. Now you're going to get a post-play personal foul against Academy Park. Half the distance to the goal. Puts it 1st and goal at the 10-yard line. And Rustin looking to break this one wide open here. 7:51 and counting to play in the third. Rustin leading 28-6 and looking for more. Split end to the left. is Zach Vanskovich. Slot left is Mike Covert. I formation dotted by Hurley. Tight end to the right is Hopkins. They give it to the tailback. This is Hurley off the left side. He's going to bang down to the five. And then a flag comes in late, let's say here.
What was that about?
I don't know. Came from the line judge on this near side. I don't know what the call will be here. So they're going to put it down on the six-yard line. Gain of four for Hurley. And then we'll see about the flag here, which, again, came post-play. So they're going to go sideline warning. Okay. Sideline warning. So, okay. They're going to get Academy Park for a sideline warning here. McBurrows checks back in at linebacker for the Knights. Change there. Yeah.
Kind of a strange call.
Yeah.
Normally sideline warnings is when the ref's trying to get up and down the field and they keep running into the coaches and team members.
He's 30 yards from anybody on the Academy Park sideline. I agree. That's a strange spot for it. Second and goal from the six. Power eye formation with two fullbacks, and then they're going to be pre-snap flags here. You're going to get false start here.
Yep.
I think they snapped it a little quick where somebody got a head start. Not sure which. All right. Either way, 7-11 to play here.
That's the second time we've seen that.
Yep. And they'll march it back to the 11. So second and goal from the 11 now and a different play call. Checking out is number 78, Gabe Walsh. They go with a little more mobility at left tackle now, number 56, Greg Shikarjian. In watching some film, you know, this week, Walsh, sort of the pounder, you know, straight ahead, 320 pounds coming straight at you. Shikarjian in there a lot of times when they like to run wide or sweeps or things like that. Here, wing T look, motion man is covert, and they
still
fake,
again,
and now you're going to get another false start.
A lot of motion on the front line.
So Rustin with a lot of procedure mistakes tonight, and this will be there'll be things to work on regardless.
Yeah, you're in a close game. These things will kill you.
Back to the 16 now. Second and goal from the 16. So certainly changing your formation and or personnel and your play calling as Burke's going to check in now. And fullback Walsh checks out. So you go with three more like halfback types here in the huddle. Clock ticks, 6:40, 6:39 and counting to play here in the third. Vanskovich split to the left. And they have Burke wing to the left. Now they go double wing, and the halfback offset to the left side. Motion man is Hurley, and they A-gap blitz back to pass Pileggi. Looking, a little middle screen underneath, and Covert is undercut immediately. Yep. He'll lose a yard. Nice tackle in the open field there by Devon Covert. Good work there by Covert. Loss of a yard on the play.
Beautifully played. He absolutely saw that coming and broke his block. And block released, actually, sooner than he should have. Got rid of it, got in, and made the kill. It was great execution, great way to stop the screen.
So Covert tackles Covert back to the 17-yard line. Third and goal from the 17. Shotgun look for Pileggi. Three wide receivers to the right. One to the left is Vanskovich, and he's back to pass. Looking to his right. Down the seam he goes. Has two men wide open. It'll be Covert who makes the catch. And touchdown, Rustin. And a flag comes in late. And there's going to be some frustration here from Academy Park. I think this will be enforced on the kickoff. But Covert in the end zone for the third time tonight. Twice on the ground and now once through the air from 17 yards out.
Boy, oh boy, I tell you, well, you know, you could see the frustrating mounting, and you were hoping the kids were able to control themselves. That was just a hit after the ball was caught, and then the end zone whistle blew, and he kind of gave him a shove, so that was what the flag was for.
5:43 to play here in the third, and two receivers wide open there. I mean, if Covert doesn't catch it, I think that was Hurley standing right behind him. And that's the second time tonight Rustin's cashed in right down the seam, right at the hash mark. That slot man has been open a couple of times and making the play here in the west end zone. All right. On to attempt the extra point, Tommy Powers, for the fifth time. 34-6, extra point pending. Covert will hold. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. 35-6, 5:43 to play here in the third. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. And 17 yards out is the connection this time. Pelleggi to Covert, right down the seam. Covert, two touchdowns on the ground and now one through the air. Pelleggi, second touchdown pass of the night. He's up to 111-yard passing yards. Absolutely on fire. He's 4-for-4 since the halftime. I'm sorry, 3-for-3 since the halftime break. He's missed on just two passes. He's 9 out of 11. It's been a show here from Rustin. And now we'll kick it away from the 45-yard line. So Mike McDevitt with a chance for a touchback perhaps. He's going to step into one and drive it. Line drive kick's going to land 8 yards deep in the end zone, and Academy Park with an 80-yard field in front of them now, trailing 35-6, Mike.
Yep, it's you know, there have been, you know, an effort by Academy Park, and they, between the fumbles and the interceptions, you know, it's just been all rust and all the time. The Academy Park just hasn't gotten started. Have they had a first down in this game?
One.
Okay, so, I mean, it's been a completely dominating performance, although part of it has been, you know, Academy Park shooting themselves in the foot, so that's part of this, but there's no doubt that Rustin has just absolutely controlled this game from the first moments, and Academy Park just hasn't been able to get anything started. Hopefully they'll get something started here.
All right. Get you another score update in a moment, but here you got double wing and bunch formation. Phyllis on the keeper to the right side on the sweep. She's going to step through one tackle, flag on the play. Phyllis down the near sideline, 40, 45. He's going to be tripped up at the 48-yard line of Rustin, but check the laundry over on the far side of the field. And if this is a call against Academy Park, it could not come at a worse spot. This is back at the 22-yard line. The play went to the right, and the flag is all the way on the other side of the field, so we'll have to see what this is.
Particularly if it's any kind of a clip or something that just had nothing to do with the play.
We'll have to see. West Catholic and Bishop McDevitt are now in overtime, 20-20, in other playoff action tonight. So we'll keep, let's see. And now the Patriots, we mentioned briefly, Omar Ba jumped the sideline route, a pick six for Penwood, 32-21, Penwood on top. And now West Catholic and McDevitt, 27-27, headed to the second overtime. Clipping is the call.
Away from the ball.
I mean, 30 yards away from the ball. So unfortunate here for Academy Park. They're going to move this thing back. They're a cut block, and it's just back to the 11-yard line. So could not be, I mean, when it rains, it pours here for the Knights. So Skylar Phyllis with a huge run, wiped out. So it's going to be first and about 20, first and 19.
I got a feeling, I just go deep with a pass, see if you can start generating anything. Even if you lose it, it's just not, you know, at this stage of the game, you can't keep playing like this and have any shot at this game.
Two receivers split to either side, two in the slot as well. McBurrows in the backfield with Phyllis. They fake inside. Phyllis is back looking. He does want the deep ball down the far sideline. It's going to be picked off by Hurley at midfield. Colin Hurley coming the other way, 45-40, spins his way, and he is belted down at the 28-yard line. But boy, oh boy, another turnover for Academy Park. Second interception of the night for the Rustin defense, and they now have a chance to, you know, well, another touchdown would put this in a mercy rule circumstance.
Yes.
In on the tackle, delivering the big hit was Trayvon Scott at the 29-yard line. So Hurley with the INT, he and Covert on opposing corners each have an interception tonight. Hurley has had, that's the third week in a row he's had an interception, actually. So he's been a big play man on offense and defense. But he recovered a fumble against Penwood way back when. Covert had an interception against Unionville as well, so they're doing it on all sides of the ball, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Academy Park did the right thing. Go for it. I mean, you got to do something.
Two tight end set. Wing T behind him. They give us the fullback. This is Owen Walsh. He's going to be stacked up pretty quickly at the line of scrimmage. Forward progress gets them a yard or so to the 28. Brings up second down and 9. So the winner of this one looks like they'll be on the road at Penwood next week. Yep. And that would be Ruston if things were to hold here. In on the stop is Utensie Nankay. Walsh now 68 yards on 7 carries and a touchdown. So Ruston would have 2 trips in a row into Delaware County and 2 Del Valle opponents in a row if this score holds. Wing T again. Wing to the left is Covert. They send him in motion. And play fake and back to pass is Pileggi. Looking, rolling to his right. Fires to the flat. It's complete as Covert, who sheds a tackle. And he's down the far sideline and banged out of bounds at the 18-yard line. 10-yard gain. Crowd below us was looking at maybe an illegal man downfield or a block downfield, but officials did not see it or did not agree.
Right.
Either way, they're going to put this down at the 16-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play. Covert's fourth catch of the night. He's up to 44 yards now. Pileggi, 4-for-4 in the second half here. Up to 123 yards throwing it, 10 out of 12.
This is you know, take the show on the road. This is amazing.
Yep. Vanskovic split end to the left. Motion man is Hurley, and they give it to him on the jet sweep. Looking for room, cuts inside, back to his right, makes one man miss, and tumbles down inside the 15 to almost the 10, I think, when they pick up. Yep. All right, so gain of,
About 5.
Yeah, give him 5. It would be 2nd down and 5. Hurley now 31 yards rushing.
I would call it 6, actually.
Yeah, let's go with 25 receiving. In on the stop, Isaiah Rogers for Academy Park. Brings up 2nd down and about 4. They'll mark this just outside the 10-yard line. Clock ticks, 3:28, 3:27 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Academy Park trying to get this to a running clock with another touchdown. Tight end to the left, 2 receivers to the right. They go toss play to the right side. This is Covert, cuts into his left, and there's a flag that's going to bring this one back. Otherwise, Covert's in the end zone for the 4th time tonight. But we will take a look at the flag that sits back at the 13-yard line. Referee threw holding. It. That's usually holding, and indeed that is the call. So if there's something to clean up here for Ruston, it's some of the penalties.
Right.
A lot of them pre-snap seems to be a pretty reasonable fix.
Well, at least the hold seemed to have taken place as to where the running back was going.
Yeah.
So at least,
right.
You know, that he might not have gotten through without the hold. But,
right.
But you know, the illegal procedures, that kind of stuff. And they had a rash there for a while where their line, I don't know what they heard was supposed to be the snap count, but they were moving.
Yep.
At a very different time than the center was centering the ball.
Penalty marks it back to the 22-yard line, turns it to 2nd and 16. Covert slot left, Vanskovic split left. Tight end is to the right. I formation. Give is to Burke. Burke straight up the middle. Goes to the 20 for a couple. Brings up 3rd down and about 14.
It's worth noting that they can get a 1st down at around the 7.
Right.
So
Brian Erskine, the sophomore, in on the tackle for Academy Park, that linebacker. 3rd and 13 is your spot here. We'll try to keep you posted on other scores as well, see how that West Catholic and Bishop McDevitt turned out. They were in the 2nd overtime last we saw. Here we go. Shotgun look on 3rd and 13. Back to pass is Pileggi, looking, has time, fires deep to the end zone, has a man out there, it is caught for the touchdown. That is Covert, 8 yards deep in the end zone, behind the defense, and a 20-yard connection, and Covert's 4th touchdown of the night.
A perfect pass.
He has been on fire. This is not the kind of weather that you draw up if you say, hey, let's have a great passing night. It is cold. It is not the windiest day we've ever saw, but it is
virtually no wind. But
you would not have predicted 11 for 13 for 143 yards, and now 3 touchdown passes for Pileggi.
And this is, you know, with them facing 3rd and 10, 3rd and 7.
Ball spotted. Kick is up. It is long enough, and it is good. 42-6. And on top here at Ruston, we'll have a running clock when we come back. We'll have score updates when we come back as well. Academy Park, playing for pride now. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Hurley with the interception, and it's Pelleggi to Covert for the second time in this quarter. 20 yards later, it's 42-6. Squib kick. It's going to be fielded by Phyllis at the 28-yard line. Steps away from one man, looking for a block, and now has some room on this right side, but four white shirts in front of him. So cuts back to his left, still on his feet, and has room. Flag on the play, but Phyllis speeding down that far sideline, still on his feet, tripped up at the 44-yard line. Amazing individual effort by Skyler Phyllis, but I think it's coming backwards.
Yep.
Flag on the front came from the far sideline. At back at the 30-yard line, I think you're going to end up with an illegal block of some kind here, so we'll see.
Which, in all fairness to everybody, that when you got a quarterback who's moving around like that all over the field, it's easy to get an illegal block going.
Yeah. Well, finish the Twitter update here. As Rustin pouring it on at this point, 42-6, and then we have a running clock circumstance now. Clock will only stop for scoring plays, penalties, and timeouts at this point. So still a long way to go here, but Rustin in complete control of this one.
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah, now as you pointed out, County Park's playing for pride. They want to get something going here. They want to get some points on the board just because they want to be able to. Plus, it's a running clock, so they have very little time now. Although we have a little under 2 minutes left in the third quarter, but this will move very, very quickly now.
Academy Park sets up three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Phyllis in the shotgun. He takes a snap, and they go full back dive straight up the middle for maybe a couple. Just a couple for, who's that with the football? Number 20? Okay. Number 20 is Darren Gibley. First carry of the night. Sets up second down and 10. Number 49 in on the stop for Rustin is Mike Fannin, who's substituting tonight for Luke Stout at inside outside linebacker. So Fannin gets the start, 6'1", 180-pound junior, and he sets up second down and a long seven. Gibley for two and a half on that last one. Completion for Phyllis on that left hash, and out to the 31-yard line goes whom? Let's see. Wait till they unpile there. Gain of 14 on the play. Best play of the night for the Academy Park offense.
And is that number one?
That's Brown. Okay. Yeah, number three on the catch. That's Barry Brown. Clock ticks 45 seconds, 44 seconds. They go no huddle. Phyllis turns to the sideline, gets the play. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Gibley on his right hip. On first and 10 from the 32. Phyllis back to pass, looking under pressure, now steps forward and has got a little bit of running room. Across the line of scrimmage, across the 35 to the 36. Gain of four for Phyllis. So it's, believe it or not, one of his best runs of the night. Four carries for just 10 yards for Phyllis tonight. It has been tough, tough sledding for this Academy Park offense. Indeed. Two receivers to either side. And that will do it for the third quarter. I was just finishing the tweet, but you're right, Mike. You said it a minute ago. Boy, it's going to move fast now. And that will do it for the third quarter. We are in a running clock circumstance. It's been all Rustin. The Chessmonic American champs are putting it all together here in week 12. Be back in just a moment. District semifinals continue on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live.
And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Fourth quarter action, ready to get going here. Brian Carroll on play-by-play, Mike Mayer with color commentary and everything else on havenfootball.net. Stats and spotting and halftime chatter from Andrew Kaufman, and it's Academy Park trailing 42-6 as we start this fourth quarter, in the District 1 quarterfinals. Give inside, this is Gibley with a little bit of running room momentarily, but then stopped. Brings up third down and about five. And Gibley with two carries tonight. And he's someone who looked awfully good on film earlier in the season. And they've mixed in a number of backs, has Academy Park, but just nothing doing. 14 offensive plays tonight for Academy Park. That's been it. Back to pass on third and five. Phyllis looking. Down the seam he goes. And a great catch at the 45-yard line and down to the Ruston 43. Climbing the ladder is Wilcox. Nicely done right there.
Yeah, that was a beautiful pass. Beautiful reception. It's kind of what we expected to see a lot of tonight, although it sure didn't happen as Academy Park didn't have the ball.
Gain of 19 for Wilcox on his second catch of the evening. First and 10 at the Ruston 43. Substitutions now in there somewhat for the Ruston defense. Back is Phyllis. Looking. Fires the near flat. It's complete to Brown, who has stepped out of bounds just inside the 40. Short gain of about five, or four, call it. They'll put it down on the 39. Wilsey on the tackle for Ruston. Now they'll give it to the 38, actually. So Brown's second catch, and Phyllis in a little bit of a rhythm now, has completed his last three. Four out of eight thrown it. Two interceptions on the evening, 43 yards total. On second down and five, Phyllis in the shotgun again. Three receivers to his right. They give inside. This is Gibley. Straight ahead. He's got some running room. 30, 25, bangs his way forward down to the 21-yard line. 17 yards later, Gibley with a lot of room that time.
That was a pretty play. Great hole. Great running back. Again, this is what we kind of expected to see from Academy Park tonight. He's never had the ball long enough.
Owen Walsh on the tackle for Ruston. 9:51 and counting to play here in the fourth. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Is Phyllis in the gun again? Looking. Has time. Down the middle he goes. Has a man out there, and Brown could not squeeze it inside the five. Covered there by number nine. Free safety Pat Quinn made contact just as the ball arrived, and incomplete it falls. RJ Cleveland checks in on the defensive line. Academy Park still no huddle here. 9:20 to play in regulation. Second down and 10 from the Ruston 21. This is by far their best drive of the night, and certainly as far as they've traveled into Ruston territory. Hadn't crossed midfield prior to this. Shotgun look, two receivers bunched to the left. It's quarterback draw. Phyllis with a little bit of room momentarily. He's still going to keep pushing the pile. Get some help there from Scott to push down to the 16-yard line. Good second and third effort. Five-yard run there for Phyllis. And it brings up third down and five. Clock ticks. 8:44. 8:43 and counting to play here in regulation. Phyllis trying to keep something going and get Academy Park's offense on the board for the first time. They scored on special teams that had this game at 14-6 late in the second quarter. But it's been all Ruston from there. Third and five from the 16. Phyllis back to pass. Looking. Fires down the seam. It is deflected at the line of scrimmage. And that is big 78 coming through the middle. Gabe Walsh got the mitts up and knock it down. And it brings up fourth down and five. Clock continues to run even after the incompletion as we're in a 42-6 score, 35 or more deficit in the second half. We'll run the clock regardless now.
Who would have thought that Academy Park would not have an offensive touchdown in this game tonight?
Stunning. And, yeah. You know, Ruston's defense has been fantastic, but it's just been a tough way to go. They've turned it over four times. Fourth and five from the 16. Phyllis in the gun again. Two receivers bunched to either side. Phyllis looking, has time, has a man in the end zone. He throws out that way, and it is incomplete. In coverage there and knocking it away is number three, guess who? Mike Covert. He's done a little bit of everything. He has an interception. He has four touchdowns and then just saved a touchdown and will give Ruston the football back with 7:28 to play here in regulation and a chance to run out the clock.
I was going to say, if Ruston plays this way, they played the rest of the game, they'll just run out the clock here.
We'll see who stays in the game here. We might have to double-check the roster a little bit and see how things go. Looks like most of the starting lineup's still in there, and be remiss not to mention the big guys up front again. Sean Durant at center, Jacob Fales, Jason Thornton, R.J. Cleveland, Gabe Walsh, and they've rotated Greg Shikarjian in at left tackle. Those guys have been fantastic, leading the way for these ball carriers all night. Double wing in the wing tee here. Motion man is Hurley. Give is to the fullback. This is Walsh, who barrels through one man at the 20. 25, bounces out to his left, steamrolling his way across the 40-yard line out to the 43.
My goodness.
Walsh goes for 27 more. That was just a sledgehammer of a run right there. 95 yards rushing now for Walsh. In on the stop, number 26, Tamir Waiters, to save the touchdown. Waiters gives up about 50 pounds on that tackle, but stood in there and hung on for dear life. Out to the 42 it goes. And Ruston will take its time here, 6:08.
Do we have an update on the Penwood game?
Penwood is up 38-21 late, so it looks like it'll be Ruston and Penwood 6 days from now at Kerr Field and over in Lansdowne. Well, we'll have something a little more definitive in the days ahead when they nail down game times, et cetera. So, timeout, Ruston. We'll take a short timeout with them. My guess is you're going to have some substitutions or more coming in. But 5:53 to play here in the fourth quarter. Be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action at George L. King Field. Mass substitutions coming in now for Ruston. They lead 42-6, 5:53 to play here in the fourth quarter, and they have it first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. So we'll do our best to figure out who's in the ball game now. Some different faces, different names, and so forth. Looks like Travis Riley in there at fullback. Motion man, and they go jet sweep to this near side. A little bit of running room for number 24, who is undercut after a gain of two. It's Tommy Dougherty, who's dropped after gain of two. And brings up second down and eight. 44-28 is your score over at Kerr Field. Penwood on top of Interboro. Is that final now? 44-28, not quite final, but on its way to getting there. And Penwood, as the one seed, survives a big-time scare tonight from the Bucks. In a quarterback, momentarily, hold on, we'll get to that in a minute. On second down, give is to, off the left side, this is number 21, Gallon, who's going to shake his way. Forward progress gets him the 47, and then he's thrown back for a loss, and then there's going to be flags post-play again, and this might turn into more unsportsmanlike conduct, but we'll see. All right. Joey D'Amico is in at quarterback now, wearing number 38 tonight. He switched spots with McDevitt. You're going to get unsportsmanlike conduct against Academy Park. Automatic first down. So they'll march this across the midfield stripe. Clock will restart once they spot the football. So, some substitutions now for the Academy Park defense as well. Number 22, Malik Johnson, checks into the game, and there's some seniors who are going to come out. And for this Academy Park group, again, this is going to be the last football a lot of these guys play tonight. The seniors, again, a terrific careers. You know, these guys are parts of a couple of district championships.
Yep.
You know, 2015, 2016, and now, you know, it's going to fall a little short of what their goal was leading into these playoffs. But D'Amico under center, wing T behind him. Give off the left side is Dougherty. He's going to push his way inside the 35 down to the 34 for a gain of 6. So Dougherty picks up 6, and it brings up second down and about 4. Clock ticks, 4:20 and counting to play here in regulation. Ruston on top, 42-6 tonight, and looking for more here perhaps. A lot of the substitute, well, entirely, the offense is entirely new here. A lot of sophomores in the lineup. Travis Riley in there.
Probably the equivalent
well.
of their junior varsity team, I would imagine.
Yep. Riley in the backfield along with Dougherty. They give it to Dougherty straight ahead. He's going to push his way for a few and then a few
get
more.
The first
as
down,
the
yep.
Wow, look at this, the effort there. Down to the 28-yard line, 5 more yards there, and he and his offensive line buddies with a sort of a rugby scrum there, Mike.
Yep, no doubt about it.
You get these guys, you know, the sophomores and juniors in there who don't see a lot of time on the Friday nights. You know,
that's
you
right.
You get a shot to get some playoff action under your belt, then nobody's going to lay down here.
Oh, no. That's always the problem when the score gets up too high is you start making your substitutes, but you can't tell them not to play the game.
Yep.
So they're going to go in there and do everything they can.
Quinn Kaiser checks in at tight end to the left, split end to the right. On first and 10, they go with a toss play. This is Gallen looking for room off the right side. He's going to push his way down near the 20. They'll stop him just shy of that after a gain of 5. Gallen picks up a 5-yarder, brings up second down and 5. Clock continues to run. Also in the game for Ruston, number 64, John Shallow, 6'5", 245, just a sophomore. My guess is they're going to run behind him for a couple more years. That's a big 10th grader.
Yep. That's always good. Now, we got some nice size kids coming up through Strathaven this year.
All right,
freshman
good.
Squad and 8th, 7th, 8th grade. Well, we saw the 8th grade team the other day.
Steven Cooter's over the football. He's the center now. Wing T behind D'Amico. Turns, gives the fullback. Straight ahead off the left side goes number 42, Travis Riley. Forward progress gives him the 18-yard line, rather. You know, I can't recall, Mike, ever dropping my pen under this table here in the, what, 15 years, 16
yeah,
years
you
I've been
did
doing
twice
it?
In the last
I've
five
done
minutes.
It twice in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah. Well, the first time I kept myself quiet because you were reaching for the pen. I could hear you grunting on the mic, and I thought, well, I'm not going to say anything because he's trying to be cool about
right.
it. But I was thinking the exact same thing. You know, how many of these games are never dropping?
Never
pen?
Once. Never once.
Of course, you can understand it because it's freezing in this
it
booth.
It is a little cold. All right. So, 3rd and 2 from the 19. D'Amico under center. Wing offset to the left. And they're going to get a formation or a false start here again on Ruston.
All right, this is when we start our cheer. It's cold. It's cold.
Right. All right. 3rd and 2 will now turn into 3rd and 7 as illegal procedure against Ruston. And, again, a bunch of the seniors for of Academy Park will see their careers end tonight. But, again, it's been a terrific.
See the heater they got over there on the sidelines over for Ruston?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't see a heater like
thinking.
That here. Maybe that's a difference
good
in
thinking.
The play. Yeah.
But, again, a lot of seniors are going to see it end tonight sooner than they would have liked. But, again, great contributions for the Academy Park seniors, and it'll be good luck to Ruston next week against Penwood. That should be an interesting game as well. They go toss play to the left side. This is Gallen looking for running room, steps outside momentarily, and then he is wrapped up nicely in the open field back at the 29-yard line. Going to be a loss of 5 on the play.
Oh.
And then another flag comes in after the play. Oh, boy. All right. Well, they've gone final in the other semifinal. Penwood 44, Innerborough 28. So it'll be Innerborough seeing their season end tonight after a really terrific end-of-season run. But, well, you're going to get what they get here.
Got an
ejection after the end of it? Okay. Frustrating. So there's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct to the point of an ejected player here at the end of this one. So frustration's boiling over a bit for Academy Park, and understandable to a degree, but at the same time, you know, I have to try to rein in the emotions. With 54 seconds to play in regulation. So Academy Park, with the unsportsmanlike penalty, will set up Ruston now down near the 10-yard line here. First and we're going to go first and goal from the 7.
Yep, yep.
All right.
Double penalties there.
Yep. Okay, so first and goal for Ruston here. I don't know if they'll have these guys take a knee at this point or have the JV get to run another play or two. It's good practice, if nothing else, but at the same time, you don't need another score at 42-6. Clock will restart, 48 seconds, 47 seconds, 45 seconds, 44, and it looks like victory formation here. My guess is D'Amico takes a snap, takes a knee, and they will line it up at midfield. So D'Amico under center, he does take the snap, he does take the knee, and that will do it. All right. 30 seconds to play, still on the clock, but it will take them that long to march their way to midfield and shake hands. Westchester Ruston with a dominating performance tonight over the Del Valle runners-up. Academy Park falls 42-6 here at George L. King Field. Ruston moves to 9-2 and will take it on the road against the one seed 6 days from now against Penwood. Academy Park with just their third loss of the season, so 8-3, heck of a run here for the Del Valle runners-up, but fall just a bit short tonight in the District 1 quarterfinal. So Ruston will pursue their first District 1 title, and they're going to have to still have a tough road ahead of them with Penwood in front of them, and then the winner of Upper Dublin Unionville on the other side of the bracket. But, you know, there's some good 6A semifinals next week as well. The top four seeds all advance. It'll be the top seed North Penn hosting Downingtown West, and then Garnet Valley, the 3 seed, on the road at Coatesville next Friday night. So we'll try to keep you posted on havenfootball.net with playoff scores from elsewhere. Only a couple Delaware County teams standing after tonight. It'll be Penwood and Garnet Valley trying to hold down the fort the rest of the way here in Delco. But in the meantime, I'd just like to thank everybody for another terrific season, Mike.
It's been fun. We enjoyed it. We appreciate Academy Park asking us to broadcast this game for them. And, of course, Ruston always gets the benefit of that as well because we got two teams on the field. But it's been great. We always enjoy ourselves, and it's great to be able to do a playoff game even when we're freezing to death. So thanks to Andrew Kaufman for being here as well.
Yep.
And Pete.
Pete. thanks to Pete for the rest of the season,
absolutely,
though. Again,
he's
not here tonight. He's smarter than all of us.
He'll be joining us for basketball. So we don't expect to be broadcasting another game. If we do, we'll let you know on the website. But in the meantime, look for us on DelcoHoops.com coming up in December.
That should be fun as well. But in the meantime, congratulations to Coach Mike St. Clair and the Golden Knights of Westchester Ruston. They're playing more football for the next week. Signing off, everybody. Ruston 42, Academy Park 6. For Mike Mayer and Andrew Kaufman, I'm Brian Carroll. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.